You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
What would you do if your small remote community in the Arctic had the highest suicide rate in North America? And what would you do to change things if this was the case in your local community? And what if a special sports program started up that made a huge positive difference to the mental health of community members? I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV Podcast.
This is a movie set in a small Arctic community about a group of kids who are challenged with living in a town that has the highest suicide rate in North America. And their lives are transformed through sport.
You just heard there from Miranda Di Pienzier, director of the Grizzlies, and you'll hear more from Miranda coming up later in this podcast.
Well, the Grizzlies is based on a true story, and the story comes from the community of Kogluktuk, which is where I'm originally from. So the movie is based on a true story, and it comes from the community of the Arctic called Kogluktuk, and that's actually my hometown, it's where I'm from. But I became involved in film as an adult, and I happened to be in another community teaching youth there about film and photography, and the director of the movie, Miranda Di Pienzier, came to Rankin. It was her very first time in the Arctic, and she was completely, was going through culture shock. But she knocked on the door. She heard that there was a youth filmmaking workshop going on, and she found us, knocked on our door, and was checking to see if any of the youth in the workshop that I was doing were interested in auditioning maybe for this film that she was working on. This is about 11, 12 years ago now. And I ended up having dinner with her that night, and she told me all about the project that she was working on called The Grizzlies and about what an inspiring story it was. And I just let her kind of tell me the story about what it was and what it meant to her. And it wasn't until right at the end when I was finally like, actually, I'm from Kogluktuk and I know all about the Grizzlies. Miranda, the director, who's also a producer, and I did a bunch of other workshops for youth. We did acting workshops, cultural workshops, and then we did a short film together. And The Grizzlies was actually 10 years in the making, so we worked together for 10 years until we actually finally filmed the movie. So that's the story of how I got involved in the movie The Grizzlies.
You just heard there from Stacey Aglock McDonald, co-producer of the film The Grizzlies. The small Indigenous community of Kogluktuk had the highest suicide rate in North America, but this all soon changed for the better upon the introduction of a lacrosse program which was introduced into the local community.
There was no kind of organized sports really in the community for a long time, and then once lacrosse was introduced, which is traditionally an Indigenous game, but it was introduced by a teacher who recently had moved to Kogluktuk and started the program, and it took off. Youth really embraced it, the kids really embraced it, and everybody was walking around with lacrosse sticks, and it ended up becoming kind of a lifeline for a lot of young people, was that lacrosse program, and they named themselves the Grizzlies.
There has been a long history of trauma in the small Indigenous community of Kogluktuk in North Canada.
There's no ever one solution, but definitely there was something very special about this lacrosse team that really brought the youth and the community together. that shifted things for sure. And I mean, it would be very Disney-ish to say that it solved everything, but it definitely set the community on a really strong path of being able to embrace each other, work together, overcome trauma that had been in the long history of the community because of colonization and what happened in terms of land being conquered and indigenous people being pushed to the outskirts of humanity, basically. So there was a lot of trauma, and there is still a lot of trauma in our communities that we're still dealing with to this day. And there is never, ever a Band-Aid solution to any of that. It takes a lot of work. But there are things that happen, like the Grizzlies, that spark so much inspiration and a lot of love. And when that happens, it's very, very special.
The filmmakers provided a safe space for young people to be involved in the Grizzlies film. As Stacey Aglock McDonald explains, just how incredibly proud she is of the young people. Many of them were first-time actors.
We had done some acting workshops, and we did our acting workshops for youth. It was really important for us also to, like, not make it just about going out and auditioning for this movie or like come do acting workshops, have them audition, and if they didn't make the movie, we'd send them home like with a rejection letter sort of thing. So what we did to make it a really like healthy and inspiring space for any young person who might have been interested in being in the movie was we did acting workshops where they worked with a real acting coach. But we also did, we also had classes where they learned traditional throat singing, or traditional drum dancing. They learned about storytelling from some of our acclaimed, famous local storytellers. And we really tried to make it this whole thing so that even if some of these youth didn't end up in the movie, that we still felt like, and that they would feel like they were leaving with some lives. And I am continuously blown away every single time I rewatch the movie. I love them all so much. They worked so, so hard.
Miranda DePensia is the director of the Grizzlies film, and Miranda first became aware of the Grizzlies sporting team through a news item on the ESPN network.
Well, I was sent an ESPN news piece by a producer by the name of Jake Steinfeld, who passed it to the amazing Frank Marshall and another producer, Zan Devine. And I saw this amazing little 7-minute news clip about a group of kids in a small Arctic town whose lives were transformed by sport. And they had the highest suicide rate in North America at the time. And through this program, that number reduced to zero. And so it was inspiring for me right from the beginning. I had grown up playing a lot of sports, and that community of playing sports really helped me get through high school and through some depression that I suffered as a teenager. So I related to the power of community and sport, and that's how I first got involved in the film.
So how did director Miranda DePensia first approach this film in pre-production?
Well, it completely evolved, because in the beginning, I was producing the film, only producing, not directing, and I thought that I was making a sports drama. And then when I flew up to the Arctic for the first time to meet the real kids that the story is based on and get their life right, I realized very quickly, because I'm from Toronto in the south, the southern part of Canada, and obviously I was flying up to a small Arctic indigenous community. I'd never been that far north in my own country. And I immediately saw the differences in culture and community, and I thought, I actually can't tell this story without finding Indigenous partners. So I was fortunate enough to meet Stacey Agluck McDonald and Alethea Arnacook Burrell, who are two brilliant, awesome women filmmakers, both Inuk, and just super brilliant, passionate human beings. And so they were kind enough to teach me and lend their wisdom and really collaborate and help the movie be authentic and make sure that that also the community was supported in the making of the film. I think one of the things that obviously has been a massive problem, as we know, colonialism across the world has damaged a lot of Indigenous communities, and there's a lot of repairing and I think is, you know, has been happening and needs to happen.
The Grizzly film deals with tough topics such as youth suicide and trauma in the local community, and is sometimes challenging to watch in some of the film scenes. And above all, the film is inspiring.
The one thing I want to say, this is a film that has some challenging scenes, that it deals with a lot of the issues that are in this community. So it deals with suicide and addiction and abuse and things that exist. But at the same time, it's unbelievably inspiring. I think that we screened the film in a whole slew of Indigenous communities all over Canada. And these are communities that are fly-in, or they're very remote and they don't have movie theaters. And the kids were so excited to get to see versions of themselves. They were heroes on the screen. They get to see that even if your parents or certain people in the community are suffering, that they themselves can find hope and joy. It's a funny movie. It's you know, got a lot of action and fun sports, and then these remarkable performances by these first-time Indigenous actors.
For Miranda DePensier, working on the Grizzlies film became so much more than a movie, and she was inspired by the young people working on this film, which has set them on a good path in life.
And she said, you know, when she was growing up, she had a lot of racism towards herself, and she a lot of internalized racism, and she was not proud of being Indigenous. She didn't like that part of herself, and she in growing up, the images that she would see were of missing and murdered Indigenous women, which is the biggest news that had dominated Canadian press at the time. And she said that in making the film, she found such pride in her culture and such love for herself as an Indigenous woman that now she's studying globalization and human rights at university for the sole purpose of fighting for Indigenous rights in Canada. And I was so blown away and moved by that because, of course, I had, you know, found her in a high school and we cast her in the film and it was her first experience and she was very young. She was 15 when we made the movie. But I didn't know any of that. She never told me that. And to learn that the film and the experience of the film brought her that confidence, for me as a filmmaker, it became so much more than a movie. And I'm grateful for all of the kids that I worked with on the movie and everything they've taught me just about resilience and life.
Well, that is it for this episode of the NITV podcast series. Thank you to our guests today, Miranda DePensier, director of The Grizzlies, and Stacey Agluck McDonald, co-producer of The Grizzlies film. And if you need help or know someone who does, you can reach out by contacting Lifeline on 131114. Or for crisis support, you can ring 1300 659 467. And if you want to listen to more of our NITV podcasts like Our Story, Take It Black or Ballin' Out, just go to where you get your podcasts.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.